Describe the consequences of weak and strong nonlinear relationships upon the meaningfulness of our values. If you have a weak nonlinear relationship, R's not going to do a bad job of capturing the direction and the strength of that relationship. If you got a little bit of a banana, a little bit of a curvy balloon, you're going to underestimate the strength of the relationship. You're going to tend to have directional error in the middle, bidirectional error on the ends. But if it's a fairly weak nonlinear relationship, you might find that even adding the nonlinear component into the term doesn't help very much. However, if you have a strong nonlinear relationship, then the correlation will dramatically underestimate the strength of the relationship because it's looking the wrong way. You can have an extremely strong nonlinear relationship and almost no linear relationship at the same time. And that's that U-shaped relationship, which shows up a lot in psychology, specifically if you're working in developmental, or you're working in sort of long-term, if the X carries a lot of range, we see a lot of these curves. And so, weak's not much of a problem. Strong can be a horrible problem in mischaracterizing the true relationship in terms of the extent of the linear relationship.